speaking with Denise, and at first I didn't quite know what to ask, but I overheard that she introduced herself as a writer, so I thought that's a good place to start. So I asked what it was like to be a writer, how did it work? And she ended up telling me a story about herself and a friend of hers who is an artist, and how they wanted to work together on something, and they decided they'd do a picture book. They had an idea for doing a picture book about a girl who whose father travels the world and comes back and tells her stories about the world, and it was kind of an educational picture book, and they sort of felt it was going a bit flat and they didn't really know if it was going to work. So they met in a coffee shop to try and tease it out and talk about what they might do. They didn't seem to be getting anywhere, and the friend went off to the bathroom, and while she was gone, Denise had a sudden voice enter her head from the right side. This voice of a teenage girl, kind of sarcastic and quite angry, and just a very vehement kind of voice. So she immediately started scribbling down these ideas that this is a girl who's frustrated with her father, who feels isolated and detached from him, and feels that he doesn't care for her, not spatially but like emotionally, but that sets up a distance between them. So this character that just shot into her head in the middle of a cafe became the basis for three books that she's written about this teenage character, Alex, and then her friends, Sarah and Rachel. And each book becomes it's a multi-perspectival trilogy of the same world but from different viewpoints. And I asked why that, or how did that come about, and it came up, she was telling me about the many jobs that she's had. She was a nurse and a pharmacy rep and a PR company owner and all the rest, but it was when she was a pharmacy rep and she met her husband, her then boyfriend, she crammed all her work as a PR, as a pharmacy rep, into one morning and shot up to Dublin from Cork to see him. And he was having a tough time, didn't have any work at the time, and was sort of on a bit of a low slump. And she arrived at his house and he was still in bed at 12 o'clock. And she couldn't believe this. She was like, what are you doing in bed? And she realised that people just have different ways of dealing with things and different points of view. And that realisation, I think, helped her formulate these trilogy of books from different perspectives. So...